6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Friday, May 27, 2022. Last day of our broadcast for the week, folks. Hey, guess what? Those of you deciding to spend Memorial Day out there, relaxing and enjoying yourself. Some of us are going to be working. I'll be painting. That sounds like a fun holiday. And we have a painting party at my house if you want to come down here. I promise I will provide libations for those of you. You know how that turns out. Painting parties never are any fun. Everybody always just sits around and drinks and shoots the breeze with each other, which is a lot of fun, too, because it seems like with this COVID nonsense and everything else going on, we have literally had our moral compasses misdirected. You know, and that's one of the reasons why. You know, it's amazing. The things I noticed going to the Clay Clark's Reawaken America tour in Myrtle Beach and in Dallas, two of the events I've been to with Clay, and he is going to be on our show soon, is the number of podcasters that were in Dallas at that event was just phenomenal. And we have one of those podcasters on with us, Liberty Monks Podcast, by the way. Liberty Monks. You know, the monks, just like the guy in a robe, you know, with the bald head, the little thing in the back, you know. Liberty Monks was started by brothers Michael Mundy and James Mundy following the assault on people's constitutional rights in 2020. We're going to get into that in a minute. Information continues to travel faster and faster through social media and technology across the world, providing the ultimate platform for propaganda and misinformation. And we believe it's causing information overload. Everybody's confused. Opinions have become facts. This is how they put a spin on everything. Big tech is censoring content at an alarming rate. And, you know, when you're dealing with issues like that, you know, they believe that this continued trend is leading us down the wrong path toward collectivism instead of individualism. And that's, of course, a Marxist attitude. Collectivism, well, you know, it's good for everybody. You know, we forget about what our great nation was founded on. That's what Liberty Monks Podcast stands for, is the preservation and development of our God-given individual rights, our Second Amendment rights, every kind of right. Doesn't matter. You can focus on it, whatever right. Freedom of speech. That's what this network is all about. And it's there to remind all of us it's not the people that work for the government, rather the government that works for its people. If the people fear the government, you have tyranny, and that's where we are headed if we don't stop this nonsense. We have to put our foot down. Liberty Monks recognize the set of principles and civic virtues established by the founding fathers, have formed the conscience of the nation. Here's one of the things. Remember, Ben Franklin was asked when they came out of the Constitutional Convention, what have you wrought for us? He said a republic, if you can keep it. And yet, what do we hear every day we turn on the media? Democracy, democracy. I mean, you know, Nancy Pelosi's like a chatty Cathy with Michael Jackson on a bad makeup day combined. You know, you won't hear that on Liberty Monks Podcast because their core values are preserved for the United States to prosper and grow in God, not to succumb to the nonsense being put out there by the mainstream media. So with that, we have James Mundy, one of the co-founders of Liberty Monks Podcast, with us on the line. Welcome, sir, to the Power Hour.
Dave, much appreciated. Appreciate being on, and thank you for the opportunity to speak with you guys yesterday.
Well, so how did Liberty Monks get started? I mean, something obviously, the website is libertymonks.com. How did you get started in all of this? What inspired you? I mean, 2020, obviously, a lot of podcasts start up. Yours did too. So give us the 40,000 foot view of how you got started. What inspired you?
Well, I will tell you, I mean, a lot of it has to do with our background. There was something specific that I'll get into, and I appreciate the question. But, you know, my background's in finance. I have a financial services company, and part of the thing that we look at in our organization is to identify where people are being steered wrong with misinformation, and it's rampant. You know, if you really take a step back and look at things, you know, it comes down to basic principles. And if you operate within those principles, typically you're better off, you know, than you would be otherwise. So in seeing that and looking at things through that lens, when we started to see things unfold, you know, with COVID specifically, and my brother and I would have these conversations, and we were, you know, he was by my side in that industry for a while, but predominantly he's been in the healthcare industry, and, you know, talk about issues, right? the healthcare industry has the same set of issues and a lot of the misinformation as we all have seen unfold over the last several months, in the last couple of years. So when you look at it through that lens, you start to see the mechanisms of control that they impose on people, from the media propaganda to the institutions that are putting out, you know, either falsified information or at least half true information. But I'll tell you what was specific and why we started to go this direction had everything to do with the 2020 election. I had a really good friend of mine. Her name is Jamie Kremen, and she was a sequestered ballot counter in Southfield, Michigan. And all of a sudden, you know, we're all, you know, just enjoying our day and wondering how this is all going to turn out. And we start getting, you know, emails and phone calls from her and other people within her network saying, hey, we need a lot of help. We need people to come down here and count. Something's wrong. And you guys probably all know the story about what happened in Southfield and different areas of Detroit here in Michigan. Well, they started to take these sequestered ballot counters and escort them out of the building and then block the windows. And what she saw, and in my conversation with her, was so unbelievable to hear that in this country where we rely on free and fair elections to put people in power, not even in power, to put people in positions and civil servant positions to better the, you know, situation for we the people here in this country. All of a sudden now we're looking at a situation where there was cheating going on just blatantly right in front of everybody's face. And it was that conversation that was the straw that broke the camel's back. We knew at that point, this isn't going to get any better unless people start to stand up. This isn't going to get any better unless we start to get involved at a local level and start to hear from people. And then, you know, what do you see? You see the you know, information being sifted, and now you see the censorship from the media, and you see social media platforms that start to censor. And it was almost like a Twilight Zone, you know? And you look at this and go, wait a minute. We have a voice, too. We have an opinion, too. Why is it that anything that's against the establishment is all of a sudden now not okay? That's not what this country was founded on. And so it was that interview with Jamie that really got us going, and then it really just snowballed from there. We started having on guests that could not wait to start to tell us about what they're seeing, what they're hearing, you know, what they've been exposed to, whatever, you know, if it's their niche or if it's their skill set or if it's just what they're witnessing. And it's been one of these things where every time we have an interview, we hear something we just simply can't believe. We simply are like, did you just hear what I just heard? And not only are we hearing it, they're actually providing evidence. And so it's been a wild opportunity, and it's been a distinct privilege to not only get to know a lot of these folks, but to hear not only their background, but how passionate they are, just like we are, about helping to solve this situation, which is we got to take our country back. This is you made a great point. That everywhere in the news, and even at political events, you hear that we're a democracy. We are a republic, a constitutional republic. And that is a far, far different situation than a democracy is. This is not mob rule. This is not collective. The collective always wins. This is about sovereign individuals. And I think that's one of the main things that people, we got to get back to the root of that we are all equal. No matter who you are, we are all children of God, and we're here all to make this world a better place. And simply that just is not the culture that has been propagated through the media, through just the way of life here in the United States, especially in the last 10, 15 years. It's gotten off the rails. So something is keenly wrong with the situation, and that is the main reason why we started Liberty Monks. We just could not sit idly by and see this censorship happen to really, really good people that are just honestly trying to make a difference. And that was the main thing, and that's really what we've continued to do since we started.
And when did you actually go on air with the podcast?
January of 2021. So we had gone back and forth, you know, how are we going to do this? How are we going to design the show? How are we going to make this the guest first and give them a platform? So, you know, one of the things that we oftentimes really try to do is we want this to be their floor, not about us. It's about them and what they know. And so every one of our interviews, hopefully people, if they start to listen, they can see this consistency with us, that we want this to be about the person who's on the other end of the line, not about us, not our agenda, their agenda. And we want to know what they know. And we want other people to, the whole thing is, you know, too, this is not about somebody being right. This is not like, not everything that's said on the air, no matter who it is always 100% correct. This is about inspiring people to take a step back and start to ask questions and do their own investigation and research. This is the same thing we tell our financial clients. You have to be your own advocate. You have to step back and take a look at this thing, and you have to ask questions, insightful questions, and you have to do your own research. And that is something that I think somehow we lost in this country. I don't know if it's apathy or if we just became so comfortable, but that is something that we must get back to and question everything. That is what science is about. That's what this whole thing is about, is then big forming a belief system based on things you've learned and what values you have built this foundation of, whatever it's your household, it's your business, it's your community. All of those things are vitally important. And I think as a collective, as a nation, we've gotten, I guess, a little off the rails with that. We're trying to bring that back. This has got to be done at a local level through community outreach and through people getting involved that care about their, you know, their neighbor, that care about their children, that care about their neighbor's kids, their community. And that's really one of the things that we're really trying to do with this, is make, is create an opportunity where people can come on and feel that they can have a voice, but also that they're not going to be censored, not only by the, you know, the platform, but by us. We're never going to tell somebody to stop talking. We're never going to tell somebody, oh, well, that's wrong. No, I want to hear what they have to say, because that might make us look into something we would never have done before. And we're hoping that that is what the ripple effect is with people that are listening. Start to do your own research. Start to take a look at this. Get involved. Go to your local school board and find out what's going on. And if there's issues or problems, take a stand and fight for your kids and fight for, you know, the children of this nation. Because if we don't do that, their future is not going to be as bright as it should be. And that is a critically important thing that I think we need to do.
It is. And James, see, the thing is if you go to school board meeting and you start protesting and the FBI shows up at your door, you're over the target. You hit a nerve.
That's right.
If you got the DOJ's attention, it means you got to make a lot more noise than what you already are, and don't let them intimidate you, because this is exactly what the FBI in Democratic administrations is allowed to do. They did it at Waco. They did it at Ruby Ridge. And I keep asking my listeners, how many of these episodes are we going to have in our American history before people wake up and understand what our government is doing to us? They are not working for us anymore. They're working for themselves. And so this is one of the reasons why. But see, your brother, it's got this healthcare info. You've got this financial info. I would think that this would be a real important directive to help people in light of what they're talking about, this cashless society. And I mean, I got a question about Jamie before we get into that. Jamie calls you from Southfield, Michigan, tells you they're boarding up windows. Did anybody call law enforcement, or were they there already and they're the ones escorting everybody out?
Yeah, you know, I don't know the specifics about whether or not law enforcement was helpful and or was called. You know, I do know that whatever the situation was, it didn't help. So whether they were there and they were, you know, trying to remedy the situation, or whether they were propagating it, I really don't know. All I do know is that they shut them out. And that was after she saw ballots. Just, we're talking hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of ballots, not only with stickers not removed, but in sequential order.
Oh my.
So you look at that and say, that does not happen. That is not a situation. I'm sorry, I know that there's drops and stuff that you get, but it's not like they go to each person and it's going to be one by one by one. We're talking hundreds that were in, and maybe even thousands that were in order. So, you know, the writing was on the wall with that. And now you're starting to see, through 2,000 mules, you're starting to see evidence and video evidence and cell phone tracking where these ballots were dumped by people at multiple locations. This is not okay. And so, you know, you made a really good point a minute ago when you said, hey, you have to start making noise. You have to, and if the FBI shows up, you know, this is where the sheriffs of your county and your local law enforcement, they need to be your best friend. And this is, we had Sam Bushman and Sheriff Mack on with the CSPOA recently. If you haven't looked into that organization, it is a phenomenal organization.
Oh, no, we've had both of them on the show.
Yeah, great people. And you know what? They're so passionate, and they have this, like we do, they have this fire in their belly. They know that the sheriffs are key to this. But here's the issue. We also need we the people to stand up behind them. They can't be on this by themselves. They can't be isolated and then they make one wrong move, and all of a sudden now they're replaced by somebody else who's going to tote the line. We need the people to stand up behind them and support them, so that, to your point, if there needs to be arrests made, and if there's laws being broken, if common law is being breached and violated in this country, which is what our great nation was founded on, then those men and women in law enforcement go and do their jobs without the backlash, right? That if we, the people, are behind them, we can win this thing, and we can do it peacefully. That's the other key here, I think, that's very, very important, that Liberty Monks and Mike and I both stand behind. This can't be violent. This has to be peaceful, and it can be done if people get involved and they have something, if they have that same fire on their belly that a lot of folks, just like you, I can tell you're passionate about this, and I know you guys are. Sam and Sheriff Mack are passionate about this. Guys like Alex Newman, who we've interviewed, are passionate about this. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer's passionate about this. G. Edward Griffin's passionate about this. There's so many people out there that want the same thing we do. But it's got to be an organized effort where everyone is taking, not advantage of, but relying on other people's strengths. So you said, to your point, you know, hey, if somebody's knowledgeable about finance or healthcare, if they're knowledgeable about law enforcement, or they're knowledgeable about how the legal system works, or they're knowledgeable about how, you know, these vaccine injuries are, you know, what's happening with that world, those people need to come together unified. And we can't have this divide. It's no different than making any decisions in your life in a silo. You have to look at what is the ripple effect of my choice. And you know what, whether it's a financial choice, whether it's a healthcare choice, whether it's an educational choice, whether it's a political choice, there's going to be either intended or unintended consequences to those decisions. And we have to look at that and take a step back and go, is what I'm doing really helping the situation? And who can I get to support my efforts? What can I do to support someone else's efforts? And I think that if we do that, we're going to see something so special happen in this country that we maybe have never seen before. Maybe since the revolution, you know, where people are unified as individuals, but also as a community to get the same thing, which is prosperity and freedom. And I don't think we've had that in this country for a very, very long time. And that is our God-given right. And that's what we're fighting for. And I know that's what a lot of people are fighting for. But it's scary because, you know, there's so much information and there's so much deceit. You got to follow God's word and you got to follow Christ's footsteps. So we have to do this through all that noise and not be deterred. And I think that's one of the biggest complications is I know that I feel like I'm drinking from a fire hose every single day. I know Mike feels the same way. You guys may feel the same way. I mean, it's never ending. But I think that's part of their plan. Just keep the information flowing. And you got to have a way to filter through the nonsense and focus on what you really should be doing, and that's taking action wherever you can. You know, even if you think it's a small step, small things to lead to great things. And we know that because we've seen it in our industries, but we've also seen it just out here. We're seeing, you mentioned a reawakening tour. My gosh, that was an unbelievable experience. Clay Clark and General Flynn and that contingent of people, they're doing such a phenomenal job. And the speakers that were there, and the people, one of the things that we saw is every conversation we had some element of spirituality and God in it. It wasn't, and everybody was happy. Everybody was there, and it was a community of people. It wasn't, you know, not everybody agrees on everything, but that's okay. That's the point. We're supposed to be there to learn from each other, and this is one of the best learning experiences we had because we had never done a media booth at one of these events before. You know, everything has always been kind of grassroots, and so that was a really big wake-up call for us, like, wow, look at this. Look at this community of people. And it was incredible, you know, for us to just be involved, and we're so grateful, but it was also very humbling because we just see so many talented people that are really just burning the midnight oil right now, not taking days off. And you can tell they're tired, but you know what? They have so much fight in them that they're not going to give up, and you can tell they're not going to give up. And that was one of the most inspiring things I think that came out of that weekend that Mike and I saw was that these people, even though they're exhausted, there's so much energy there that God is giving them that they're never going to stop. And that was awesome to see, and it gave us a ton of energy coming back.
So which events were you at?
We were in Myrtle Beach. We were there at Myrtle Beach, yeah. And then when we've also been to a couple of G. Edward Griffin's Red Pill Expos, And those were also great. A lot of the similar same people were there speaking at those events, and we intend on going to many more and trying to support the efforts of not only the people that are coming out and speaking, but also, to your point, the other great people in media. You know, Brighteon is an incredible organization. They were so kind to us, you know, when we came out there, and we just can't say enough about a lot of the people, even in media, that were willing to not only give us advice, but also to share ideas. And they have no, you know, what's the incentive for them to do that? The only incentive is we're all in this together. And so it was a wonderful experience. And again, truly humbling, and we're just grateful for the opportunity to not only, you know, get the folks that we're interviewing out there a voice, but to be able to do this with you today is a great opportunity, because we're in this fight with everybody else. And just like the people that we saw there that are tired and easily could give up if they wanted to, it's the same here. We're not going to give up either. We're in this for the long haul.
Well, we were praying with a lot of people down in the lobby there at the Carolina Opry, which we were right in the middle of everything. We took over Greg Locke's booth, and then we got moved to the center. And so we were down there with the power hour handing out brochures and talking to people and praying with people, because they were so many people that came to that event that were afflicted, and you can tell. And there were tears flowing down their eye. You know, we literally were holding hands with several people at once in a cluster and just praying over them. And it was just amazing the amount of healing that was going on there. And so obviously I did interviews with three of the other podcasters that were there. Vigilant was there. And of course I was there with Ohio Brett and a couple of the other folks that were there that had booths set up. It was rather wonderful. And it's always nice to be able to contribute and share. And of course we are at the end of our segment. LibertyMonks.com is the channel to dial in. Mike and James Mundy, you guys rock it. You keep defending freedom and people's constitutional rights. We recognize you and thank you. God bless you and everything that you're doing here for America.
Appreciate it, Dave. God bless you as well. Appreciate the opportunity. You guys do a phenomenal job. Thank you.
Thank you much. We'll be back after the break. Stay with us.
So many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
And you are, my friends. It's Friday, May 27th, start of a Memorial Day weekend holiday commemorating those who sacrificed their lives so that we could be free. 32 minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. We still have some news to cover with the time that we have left, and of course the email blast you get in your inbox will have everything we're talking about and then some, those things that we're not able to cover. And of course we're spending this next half hour with you. There is a baby formula shortage, so we think. According to a lot of different sources, Joe Biden's baby formula shortage is fraudulent. It's an unmitigated disaster. The lying corporate media are unable to dismiss it, unable to blame Republicans for it. They can only try to blame the FDA and do so with the most desperate spin you ever read. FDA Commissioner Robert Califf laid out a series of setbacks in a congressional testimony that slowed his agency's response, including a COVID-19 outbreak at the plant, a whistleblower complaint that didn't reach FDA leadership because it was lost in the mail. Wow. And so you got to understand something. If there's only one plant in America, Abbott Laboratories, manufacturing this stuff, first off, you got to wonder, why is there only one plant doing this? Why isn't there more plants doing this? Secondly, I got to wonder, what's in these cans of formula that we got to be worried about? And then we got the slow response on baby formula. See, we've created a mission critical scenario. We're told there was a months-long delay in inspecting the plant at the center of a nationwide baby formula shortage is the issue. It might be an issue, but it's not the issue. A months-long delay inspecting a baby formula plant where there might be contamination is certainly an issue. But, of course, the writer of this article, which we're putting on your email blast, says it's not the issue. The issue is the shortage of baby formula. Got nothing to do with the shortage. They closed the plant. The Biden administration knew it for months. They knew this was going to happen. Although the Biden administration knew the shutdown was coming, it did nothing to ensure there's a plan B. You see, this is just like what they're doing, cutting off fossil fuels. There's no plan B. They don't have a clue. We all need to sit around and sing la-di-da, kumbaya, and everything's going to be fine. And we'll just wean ourselves off of fossil fuels and gasoline. We'll all drive electric cars and everything will be hunky-dory. I had a question. Who's going to pay for all this? That's what I want to know. Who is going to pay for all this? In the meantime, when you're not feeding babies, you're obsessed with pronouns and gun grabbing and destroying Trump and covering for an enfeebled president who's got no idea what day it is. That's why I call him Scarecrow. If I only had a brain. He certainly don't have any courage, the, you know, cowardly lion. Now, I call him Scarecrow because the brain, which he doesn't have, should be enough under the 25th Amendment to take him out. But no, 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 no. He's got the media and the Democratic majority in Congress covering for his moronic ass. And this is a problem. and somebody else is giving him his talking points, whether it's Obama, whether it's Clinton, whether it's Larry Klain. We don't know who it is that's giving him the talking points, but somebody is. He can't think about it on his own without a help of a teleprompter. That is really sad when you can't sit there. I don't have a teleprompter in front of me. I get into these conversations, and that's what we talk about. You know, if you have conversations, you engage. You talk to people. You know, and the thing is, making sure Americans are safe and have enough food, energy, and water is the priority number one for the government. But the idiots in the Biden White House are falling on almost every count, according to the author of this article. The border's wide open, don't have enough gasoline, or babies are being hospitalized for malnutrition. But hey, what's a few dead babies when pronouns are at stake? Let's all give them the jab and reduce the population some more. You see, the more this crap starts happening, the more people start waking up and understanding this is exactly what their agenda is population control. They want to kill as many people as they can in the shortest amount of time. And when that fails, well, let's have a little EMP attack. Put us all in the dark ages to where all of a sudden people with no food are out looking for people with food, and they're going to kill them to get it. And this is what's going to start a civil war, because the government well knows also that if we get hit with an EMP attack and 9 out of 10 people will be dead within a year, how do you think that's going to happen? The have-nots are going to take from the haves, and we're going to have a civil war, whether we like it or not. And those who are in denial, I'm sorry. I've got government leaders who really give a damn telling me on the show. We've had Senator Don Hall from Texas tell it. On the show, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when, and we're all sitting here twiddling our thumbs. Rather than stocking up, getting supplies, getting guns and ammo, getting EMP shields to withstand this, getting our own means of generating electricity or whatever it is we need to live on, here's an exercise. You want solutions? Let's stop with the diatribe here for a minute and focus on a solution. One, everybody always likes solutions. Because if there is a means to an end, we want to know about it. So here's one test you can do. Oh, you're going to love this one. I posit this in my book, Doomed to Repeat. And I'm always willing to share for free. It's all right. That's what this is all about, is sharing information. So let's just say, for an example, little test, you and your family get together. If you live by yourself, that's one thing. But if you have a family that depends on electricity, turn off the main breaker to your house. What? Do what? I'm serious. Turn off the main breaker to your house. You got a stopwatch? If you don't, you have a clock? You have to have a battery-operated clock for this exercise, folks. See, that's the whole point. Or one that's operated by solar. That's the solution. You have to have a battery-operated clock so you know what time it is, a watch, something that's not affected by EMP. Battery-operated clocks generally are not. They have no other working components and mechanical components than a battery. These clocks should be in a Faraday bag. But here's the thing. You turn off the electricity as a test and start your stopwatch or your clock. Make note of it. Make note of the time. Sit around the table with your family and have a conversation. In the dark. See how long it is before somebody says, hey, we need to have a means of lighting up the room. Okay. What do you have? You have hurricane lamps? Do you have rechargeable LEDs? You know, little lamps you can plug. Well, you can't plug them in. Remember, you have no juice. Oh, wait a minute. We'll get our generator out. Oh, okay, you really need to be doing that right now? The generator is not the issue. The test is here, how you can survive without electricity. The Amish have been doing it for ages. They even wrote a book about it, How to Survive Without Electricity. Living Without Electricity, that's the title of the book. I have a copy of it. I got it from the Amish bookstore in a Pennsylvania Dutch town of Bird in Paradise. Now, you understand, the Amish got this all figured out. Their value systems and their mindsets are not going to be affected. test number one is how long it's going to take before your family is up each other's case.
Why do you have to have the lights out? There's no power. I want to watch TV.
You see, all of the stuff, how come I can't play with my Game Boy? You know, all this stuff is going to come out. Well, no, we're going to sit down and we're going to play a game of cards. How many of you have a deck of cards? See, another thing you need to acquire, besides regular games like Monopoly or whatever, some of your favorite board games. Scrabble's a good one, too, because you get to spell words. Not like on The Simpsons, where Bart spells the word Quijibo. And Homer's like, that's not a word. And he says, look it up in the dictionary. So Bart looks it up in the dictionary, and he starts describing Homer, bald, fat, ignoramus. Homer gets mad, starts chasing Bart around the table, and Bart yelling, Quijibo on the loose! You know, some of the stuff is funny, but you see how it went after the family value? And you got to look at the fact that even though it's funny and humorous, you see enough of that funny stuff, and pretty soon you start believing all of that stuff. It gets in your head, and you start disrespecting your parents. You see, that's the whole thing, homeschoolers. You are getting a good snootful of how to survive. So if you've got all the power is off and you're in your house and you're trying to survive, how many appliances do you have that require electricity? I can't use my electric can opener. Do you have a manual one? How many of you have a wheat grinder, a meat grinder? So I got two things. I got a wheat grinder and a meat grinder. How many of you have those manual grinders that you hook on to the end of the counter and you manually hand crank and feed the meat or the grain through it? I have one of each. I also have a manual can opener. And it's always good to have a backup, too. You need a backup, always. These are solutions when the power is off. You have to understand when the power's off, this is what you do. You sit around and you have an exercise in what do we need to do, what supplies do we need, that we can exist without electricity so we're not living in the dark ages. And that's why you turn off the electric in the house and see how long it is before everybody's in each other's case. You know, because it won't take long. If it happens within an hour, your family is really in need of some spiritual counseling. Because God needs to be first and you can't panic. That's the first thing. When you start panicking, you see, the idea behind the exercise is somebody goes and shuts off the main breaker and doesn't tell the rest of the family. Oh my God, the power's out. What do we do? You see, then you sit down and you have a conversation in the dark until somebody says, hey, we need a light. Can we light a hurricane lamp, at least something? And see, somebody, the father usually says, oh, the power's out. Oh my God, I don't know what's coming back on. What happened? I don't know. Maybe we had an EMP attack. I don't know. Let's sit around and talk about it first off. Let's wait till the power comes back on. You see, after about 24 hours of no power coming back on and people listening to radios and hearing everybody else's radio playing or not hearing everybody else's radio playing, people are soon going to figure it out that the whole country has been affected. It's only going to, within 24 hours, people are going to start panicking. And if you don't have the means to survive and you're not self-sufficient, this is what it's all about. God did not create a dummy here, right? I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. That means you've got a brain, you've got sound mind, you can make things happen. So that's just a test. That's a solution. Solution is to be able to problem solve, figure out what you need to survive. Manual appliances is not a bad thing. Obviously, you want to keep them in a place where you can get to them. Storage closet, pantry, somewhere. Obviously, the electric meat slicer is not going to work, so you're going to have to grind your own meat. That's why you have a manual meat grinder. Grandma used to have one. Remember all those cans of pickles you used to make, bread and butter pickles? My mom used to can and make those. Those are some things that, you know, are going to be a real commodity and barterable. And some of you are going, well, wait a minute, why do I want to buy a case of whiskey? You would be surprised what a have-not with a gun would trade to satisfy his vice. He might take that case of whiskey off your hands for his AR-15. He doesn't understand why he's doing it. He just knows he wants that whiskey, damn it. He's going to get it any way he can. And if you say, look, rather than shoot me, I got a case of whiskey. Would that help? Here's a bottle. Go away. Sometimes these things are lifesavers. Same with cigarettes. Any vice. The 710 freeway, this is a major artery linking L.A. to its port complex, no longer going to be expanded thanks to opposition that claimed the highway is racist because it produces emissions that affected minority communities living near the road. The cancellation means the 710 is going to remain congested, leaving trucks idling on the road longer, creating more pollution. That's not an answer, folks. That's not a solution. Not like what we're talking about. And you homeschoolers, consider yourselves fortunate. Why? With the end of the academic year in sight, an overwhelming number of educators are planning to close the book on their teaching careers. Much of this stemming from post-pandemic classroom behavioral changes with students and ongoing staff shortages that create excessive workloads for teachers. Many educators who have 25 years or more under their belt are opting to retire, but even less seasoned ones are walking away and choosing a different career path. Back in February, the NEA released a study conducted by the GBAO Strategies that revealed a startling 55% of teachers plan to cut and run ahead of schedule. The NEA is the most prominent teachers union in the U.S. and represents 3 million educators. Widespread educator shortages predate the arrival of COVID, but the pandemic also served as the last straw, kicking off the trend of an early departure. Now, how many of these people have been vaccinated? How many resisted the vaccination and fought it and fought it and fought it and said, no, we're not doing this? This year, 80% of NEA members reported the unfilled job openings at schools have led to more work obligations for the educators who've chosen to stay in their profession. According to Heidi Rickard with the NEA, people are leaving because it's just all too much. It's a firestorm. It's all eroding. It's imploding, folks. This is why homeschooling is a solution. Y'all want to know about solutions? This is one of them. The San Diego United School District, the Unified School District, decided to postpone for a second time its policy requiring students to be vaccinated against COVID as opponents pressed forward with a federal lawsuit against the district. Oh, they need it. Paul Jana, Thomas More Society Special Counsel and partner at LeMandry and Jana LLP, hailed the decision to delay the mandate as a victory. They still need to push for the lawsuit. They need to tie this puppy up in court and protect our students. Mandating a COVID vaccine is about as dastardly as what happened in Uvalde at Robb Elementary School. The end result is you are messing with people's lives. This is why you homeschoolers out there that are experiencing an actual solution, you are getting an education at home by somebody who loves you, is not going to allow you to be subjected to the mandates of a school, especially one that wants you to get the jab, knowing that you could have an adverse effect like myocarditis, pericarditis, strokes, heart attacks, seizures. It's crazy. We have an article that we're also including from Joe Mercola about the World Economic Forum. You see, there's so much medicine you can talk about up to a point, and then you got to talk about something else. It's like Aldous Huxley's Brave New World of GMO people, genetically modified people. World Economic Forum claims genetic modification is the way of the future. Are you going to believe all that? No. God created us. End of story. In February 2022, Chile passed a law prohibiting employers from discriminating against genetically impaired employees. Genetically impaired employees. Think about that one for a minute. There are studies suggesting in some cases COVID injections might lead to changes in human DNA, and more research is needed. Well, shucky darn. Disabled rights attorney Todd Callender looked at a Supreme Court case from 2013, which led him to believe that using mRNA to modify genomes may turn people into legal property of the patent holders. What have I been saying? I talked to somebody, an attorney named Tom, who is looking into that very thing in Myrtle Beach. Got his card. He's an attorney, patent attorney. I'm like, hey, now what happens if you are getting somebody's patented product? I mean, look what happens with Monsanto. Their stuff drips onto your land. You're a farmer next door. And all of a sudden, you start growing GMO corn. Monsanto stops by and says, hey, you stole our patented product. It's growing on your land. Our land is now, your land is now ours. And the farmer's like, what? You can't do that. Your seed drifted over into my property. So your property has soil, correct? Yeah. But still, the seed drifted over. Doesn't matter. It's growing corn, and it's going to continue to grow corn. So we need to take over your land, and the courts will let us do it. Sure enough, courts rule in favor of Monsanto and not about the farmer. You see, here's the thing. And now you take that and you use that simile to the vaccine. These are all patented. And you go get a Moderna shot. Now, does Moderna own you? Do you now become their legal property? This interpretation has to be explicitly ruled out, folks. Otherwise, you make us biologically dependent on the artificial immunity service, which is bad for people, but sadly, very good for business. So if you think this stuff is really out there, think about all the people that have had, one, adverse reactions. Think about Dr. Andreas Nowak that came out and told you what graphene oxide was, and days later he was killed by German police. Think about all that. Think about all these people that have sacrificed themselves, the late Jean-Luc Montagnier, French Nobel laureate. He says, you know, we figured out, my team and I figured out what the other 4% is in the jab. And people said, what? HIV. Ow. Nope. 4% of it. The genome, the HIV, the AIDS genome is in the jab. How do you think all the variants came about? Because human immunodeficiency virus is a recombinant virus that is capable of spinning off 655 trillion different strains. This little nonsense about Omicron and Delta, I mean, they're going to run out of Greek letters of the alphabet. There aren't 655 trillion different Greek letters. Eventually, a lot of these hosts are going to die off, and so will the virus. But wait a minute, the whole idea was to kill people with it. Yet everybody's cognitive dissonance is kicking in, and it's like, no, we can't have that. Now, why would a government want to kill little old me? I'm a dutiful taxpayer. I do my thing. I want to be a world slave. Yeah, tie me up. Put that little chip in me. Yeah. I'll take the mark of the beast. I want to be a good world citizen. I'm here for the collective good. I don't mind Marxism at all. You know, we don't like that kind of behavior here. We are from God. We are of God. We don't need to be manipulated and turned into mRNA or have our DNA altered. You know, it's just like the minister says at the end of the wedding, what God hath created, let no man put asunder. Amazing how that works in so many different ways. And by the way, did you know Amazon collects voice data from smart speakers and shares it with as many as 41 different advertising partners? How's that for a little invasion of privacy? We have an article about that very thing on your email blast. If you're not subscribing to it, you need to be. California, by the way, is poised to adopt a medical misinformation bill targeting alternative COVID-19 protocols, which means anybody out there that starts promoting hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, levoxamine, you name it. Whatever they're using to treat people One physician who we've had on the show, Dr. Syed Haider, has already been reported to four state medical boards by pharmacists he says don't like filling ivermectin prescriptions. He has also been forced to retain a lawyer to protect his medical license, one of the reasons why. We knew he was going to get attacked over time, folks. But the thing is, and this is why he's not charging $115 anymore. It's $150 to have a medical consult because he's got to pay his attorney's fees, understandably so. You should know this. You should know that any of these frontline doctors that are out there sticking their necks out for us are going to get attacked. You need to know that. It's going to happen. Walmart, CVS are going to stop filling controlled substances prescription by telehealth startups as well. All of the stuff. You think socialized medicine is so wonderful? You just wait. It's going to get worse. You really need to stock up on all of these things that you can get your hands on. There are sources out there. If you want sources, you can email me at support@thepowerhour.com and ask, I need a medical source to get a prescription if Dr. Syed Haider is not available. You need to try him first. MyGoToDoc.com. It's a solution. Egg supplies also experiencing challenges. That story and more on your email blast. In the meantime, enjoy your Memorial Day holiday weekend. We will be back, of course, on Monday to try to make your Memorial Day a little brighter. In the meantime, Dave Krieger with you. It's been fun here on the Power Hour. God bless you and God bless the United States of America. Have a great weekend.
Who is on the earth below? Who is bigger than the heavens? And the lover of my soul, Creator God, He's Yahweh. Great I am, He's Yahweh. The Lord of all, He's Yahweh. Joseph Sharon, He's Yahweh. Righteous Son, He's Yahweh. The three in one, He's Yahweh.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.